In 2011, the testimony of Dr. Robert Cowie, a friend of Thrasher, helped derail the bill. Just weeks before, Cowie's daughter, FSU student Ashley, had been accidentally shot by a rifle and killed at a frat house.
This proposed change in the law will place an undue burden on the universities to keep our campuses safe. Ashley was shot to death during a time when the law prohibited weapons on campus. And still, this tragedy has occurred.
Now the bill has been revived in the wake of a shooting at FSU Strozier Library where three people were shot and the gunman killed. Representative Greg Stubbe says he filed the bill because people have an inherent right to defend themselves. He adds, in his opinion, lawmakers essentially strip that right as you walk onto a college campus. He believes if the prohibition wasn't in place, maybe it could have even helped during the recent FSU shooting. The former Army veteran says he's also gotten calls of support from students across the state who are also military vets.
I think that's some of the frustration that people have. If, God forbid, something were to occur, and you're a military veteran who served honorably and have gone through all this training and have a concealed carry permit, you can't carry on school grounds. There's nothing that you can do but wait on law enforcement to get there. And sometimes 2 to 5 minutes is a very long time when there's an active shooter scenario.
As first reported by News Service of Florida, Stubbe implied the bill has a better chance of passing now that then-Senator Thrasher is no longer in the legislature. And according to an FSU spokeswoman, Thrasher says, quote, his position hasn't changed. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.